Hey, look, it's Tim McGraw, everybody.
Yeah! Woohoo!
All right.
Well, listen, not look.
Well, sometimes I like to stare in the microphone and see if I can see anything.
Yeah.
Tim McGraw's back with us. The Standing Room Only Tour is kicking off, wow, next week in Jacksonville,
right?
Florida. Yeah. And then coming to the PNC Arena in June, June 22nd. Thank you for coming to see us.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me. I look forward to it. It's, you know, it's always fun to get out on the road and get back to some of the places we haven't been in a while and play some new music, going back and playing some older stuff that we haven't played in a long time. The thing about putting a set list together is you're not going to get everybody's favorite song every tour, so you just try to put together a list that sort of covers, especially this year, we're trying to cover, not to overuse this word, but we're trying to cover sort of all the eras of my career.
Okay, Taylor Swift, all your eras.
What can we expect from the show? Are you going to getting shot out of a cannon through a ring of fire? What's going on?
No, I'm not doing anything like that, but it's a fantastic stage. I saw it last week, completely finished with all the lighting rig and everything for the first time and the video screens. I'm pretty excited about it.
All right. Now, we always know it's going to be a great time when you come to town. It's full of energy. I love watching you perform. I'm going to be right up there in the front, but I also love watching you on social media, and I have to say that the way that you are with your family is so inspiring, and you posted a video of Audrey singing a Loretta Lynn song, and she was playing it on the piano. Tammy Wynette song.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tammy Wynette right. song. Are you going to be bringing her out with you at any point? I mean, she's writing music. I just feel like we need the McGraws to all be together.
I know. I wish like all four of my girls would come on stage and sing with me. We'd work something up. But I don't know if they want to sing with Dad. I'm the worst singer in the family. My girls can sing, and sure, Faith is one of the greatest singers in the world. So I'm the low man on the totem pole. So I think they'd rather sing with their mom than they would me.
Well, since everybody's getting on the screen now, Mike and I have an idea to pitch. At Home with the McGraws. What do you think?
No effing way.
Why is that, Tim?
Because we're too private, man.
Yeah.
We're homebodies. If we're not working, we're on our sweats watching something on Netflix.
Yeah, that's awesome. So what are you watching on Netflix?
What did we start watching? We started watching Shogun.
Oh. Shogun, yeah.
Okay.
Which was pretty good. Yeah, it's pretty good. So, we're always looking for something to watch.
The last time we talked to you, you said you were fighting having to use a teleprompter. Is that still the case?
No, haven't used one yet.
Yes!
I haven't gotten there.
Good.
I'm not going to name the name, but I was talking to an artist last week during CRS that's way younger than I am, and he was talking about he's got teleprompters everywhere, and I'm like, well, man, if you can get away with it, maybe I can.
Well, you have so many songs on this new record. Tim, I am a huge fan. Standing Room Only, this whole album's great. Hey Whiskey, Paper Umbrellas is one of my favorite songs on the album.
Oh, I love that one. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
One Bad Habit, the new single?
Yes, One Bad Habit. The video is fantastic. We're so excited to see you June 22nd at PNC Arena. Big fans. Tim McGraw still pumping out the hits.
Thank you, guys. I look forward to getting there.
All right, brother, thank you for the time and making time for country radio.
You got it. I appreciate y'all.
Mike and Amanda in the morning.
QDR!